Good morning. We're excited to be preparing against a very good New York Jet football team. I'll just review a couple of things for you. You know them well. They are plus four in turnover ratio. Their 30-minute, 54-second time of possession is 11th highest in the league. Of interest, I thought, was the second half in which they've scored 76 points in the third and 85 points in the fourth quarter. Their offense is 14th. In the National Football League, 14th against the run, 20th against the pass. They average 29 runs a game, which is second in the NFL. They're the first offensive team in the green zone, scoring touchdowns at 73%. They've given up 14 sacks, which is tied for the fewest in the NFL. They have an outstanding veteran offensive line. Quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is having an outstanding year with 20 touchdowns, tied for ninth most in the NFL. They're a talented wide receiver group, and Brandon Marshall is the fifth most targeted player in the National Football League. Defensively, they're third in the NFL, first versus the run, giving up at 84.4 per game, 12th versus the pass. They're the number one defense in the red zone, giving up touchdowns at 38.5%. They have the third most takeaways in the NFL as well. Very talented front, led by Wilkerson, linebackers led by Harris, and a secondary by Revis and Cromartie. Their special teams is led by punter Quigley, kicker Bullock. They're 13th on punt return with Curley at 9.3 and 16th in kickoff coverage at 23.8 per. It's December in the NFL and both teams are fighting for an opportunity in their respective conferences. Let me just tell you about our practice today. Today, who will not practice is Donnell, Merriweather, Newhouse. Newhouse has a back, Merriweather with a knee, Donnell with the neck. Pugh will practice in a limited fashion. Richburg will practice as well in a limited fashion.
How do you shuffle your offensive line with those injuries, or is there hope that Richburg and Pugh will be back in their usual spots?
Well, the hope is that they both would make it. Whether that's realistic, I'll let you know. You know, today I think hopefully Pugh will be able to go and feel better after practicing, and then he can increase the workload the next day. And we'll do what we have to do on the right side. With Newhouse missing today, Hart will be in there, have an opportunity there, and we'll see how Newhouse does tomorrow.
What went into John Jerry being on that side and Schwartz on the other side? Is that you just wanting to have Jerry specifically on the right side?
Schwartz was on the left so that he could communicate with the rookie left tackle. Jerry was on the right, and both Jerry and Newhouse are veterans.
Tom, in the past, the Jets have kind of brought out the best in your team. Is there your belief that this could happen this week with the emotional game against the Jets?
Well, I do, and I think we're going to bounce back and play a much better complete football game than we did last weekend.
Compared to how things went with Jordan Reed when you all faced the Washington Redskins last week, how would you characterize and kind of compare that to what you all face in the Jets' tight ends this week?
Well, the Jets use their tight ends in a number of different ways. They're factors primarily in the red zone and down in the goal line area. They use Kellen Davis as a protector, and he does an outstanding job of that. And they, you know, wall off the front and give the quarterback an opportunity to go down the field to the talented wide receiver group.
Teams that have faced the Jets and have sort of abandoned the run against their front, and the Patriots in particular, I don't think bring the ball very much.
Nine times. Well, I consider anything, but I would rather play like they play, to be honest with you. I'd rather have 29 runs too. And I think we'd be a much better team if we were balanced that way. But the Patriots, your question deals with how people strategically plan and play. The Patriots will plan according to what success, obviously, they think they can have. And if it doesn't regard the run, all the way back to, I remember Pittsburgh years and years ago, you might remember as well, when I think they threw it 65 times on a Monday night to open the season or something. And so they do what they believe they can do, and they take good care of the ball while they're doing it. So however you can move the ball, that's the way it goes.
You've had the running back by committee, but if a guy gets hot, are you opposed to just leaving?
No, but what's hot and when has it happened? Yeah. I'm not opposed to anything. We've done it that way in the past many times. We have some people that can that we can be utilized on first and second down, and we have a good player to be utilized on third down, and that's the way we've played.
Tom, we've seen obviously that Eli Manning can't be responsible for everything that happens, but in this time of year in these big games, how much do you need him to and expect him to sort of rise above the circumstance?
Well, he has to. I mean, that's he's our guy, and he's done it so many times before. And, you know, you just said a mouthful. I can't what am I going to tell you other than perhaps something that's irrelevant about somebody who should catch the ball? You got to catch the ball when the ball is thrown to you as well. I mean, that's part of the responsibility. We all know, you know, I had a coach in college that believed a couple of bad things happened when you threw it, but that's not the case today in this league. So, guys, you got to catch the ball.
The fact that you've seen him do it before, rise to the occasion when things may be collapsing around him, does that give you and the team a sense of confidence heading into this?
No doubt. No doubt. He can do it. He's done it before. We've got to have some help. He's not out there by himself. People have to, you know, they've got to extend themselves this time of the year. If it's that important to them, extend yourselves. And by that I mean, hey, it's no different than you guys. Go to the office early, stay late. Make sure you're responsible for your assignments. Make sure you're prepared. Make sure you know the guy you're going to play against. Do everything in your power. We're in December now. You know, there's not many games left to play. There's no reason not to commit yourself totally and completely to something you've spent your life wishing and hoping for. So that's the attitude that I take.
In terms of JPP, is this part of his process with the hand, or did something happen to him?
No, it's just that his hand is sore, and so if that's the case, then we'll put him on there. But it's nothing that he can't deal with.
How about Donnell? Where is he with his neck? He's just waiting?
He's in the process of trying to get better.
I hate to go down the list, but Kennard, is that a...
He's going to practice. Well, you saw him limping in the game, and that's why we put him on there, but he told me this morning he's going.
It says I'm not practicing. That's changed.
He's practicing. Yeah. He's going to try it.
Tom, they seem to go as Marshall goes. How much of a weapon is he for that offense?
Well, as I said, he's clearly having an outstanding year, and he has been targeted any number of times, and he's a big, strong guy that can go up above the defense and make plays. And he's also done a nice job blocking for the run game. So, you know, he's certainly making a strong contribution to their team.